Hear that? That's the sound of my just got a payment worth 3 months of payroll face, also known as my pay face. It happens when I can accept credit and debit cards, bank transfer, and mobile pay with Intuit QuickBooks. That's payments made easy. Wait, I thought this ad was over. Oh no, here comes my holding it a squeal in front of a customer face. And my, whoa, getting paid twice as fast face. Thanks for that, QuickBooks.
QuickBooks payments account subject to eligibility. Twice as fast based on customer use comparison from August 2019 to July 2020.
On the podcast Transportista, you'll hear the true story of a pilot who smuggled drugs for some of the world's most dangerous drug lords. El Transportista tells the tale in his own words from behind the bars of a federal prison, speaking on a smuggled cell phone.
My full name is Fernando Blanco Saseña, and I am currently 50 years old. I am a pilot.
Listen to Transportista on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and yes, most of all, babies, it's time to dance. That's right, Lemonex brand junior diapers are the only diapers you'll ever need. And now, the dance craze that's sweeping the nation, coast to coast and all stations in between. Direct from Muncie, Indiana, home of the Baby Diaper Orchestra, we bring you the sound that's the most. So grab your babies and get ready to swing. It's time, oh yes, it's time for the baby dance.
Fun for days.
Make it last.
Dance like a baby.
With a sock in pants.
Slap your arms.
That's the plan.
Everybody shake
like a baby can.
Have a ball. Shake your pants. Act a fool doing the baby dance. And have a ball. Shake your pants. Act
oh my God, he's got a shot.
Every time this song plays, my body starts moving uncontrollably. And it won't stop. I've been shaking my bottom back and forth like a maniac for days now. I can't stop doing it. I can't sleep. I can't go to work. I can't do anything but waggle my bottom. And that song, that infernal song, it's just stuck inside my head and it's making me crazy. Am I insane? Well, not anymore.
Welcome to Baron Banjo. This episode's made from the tape-recorded journals of the musicologist, Dr. Asa B. Quickly, the holder of the Henry Rowland Byrd Chair of American Studies at the University of Oxford, the one in Mississippi, of course. At this time, Dr. Q is engaged in a dedicated study of the two men referred to in Southern folklore as Bear and Banjo. Now, in this presentation, we find out how some of their recording techniques turn music into a form of sonic weaponry by opening that Pandora's box that is the earworm.
Dr. Q's Journals, July 25th, 2019. This file will be labeled the fantastic instance of the earworm. What is an earworm, you may ask? An earworm, sometimes known as a brainworm, is less horrifying than it might sound. If you're picturing a tiny little creature wriggling into your earhole whilst you slumber, allow me to put your mind at ease. An earworm is, in fact, no kind of worm at all. It's a catchy piece of music that continually repeats through a person's mind after the music is no longer playing. Involuntary musical imagery is one academic phrase for it, but put more simply, if you ever got a song stuck in your head, well, that's an earworm. Now, with the concept above of the earworm suitably imprinted in your brain, I will take you back to the year 1949, where, as history would have it, Mr. Bear and Jay Banjo were living separate lives to a degree. Mr. Bear was contracted to a big band conductor named Willis Harper throughout most of World War II. They played mostly the USO circuit, stopping occasionally to record with very little to show for their effort. Meanwhile, Jay Banjo was at this point assigned to an intelligence unit at Fort Detrick, Maryland. Those of you with a penchant for the history of espionage will no doubt be familiar with Fort Detrick as a hotbed of unexplained, unorthodox, and frankly, high-risk CIA studies that often went well beyond the limits of acceptable scientific research. The men here, many of them quite brilliant, were pioneers in the study of the outlandish and did not hesitate to subject themselves to all manner of experimental drugs in the name of progress. In the midst of all this, Jay Banjo was assigned to an out-of-the-way bunker in an out-of-the-way part of the base as part of the U.S. Acoustic Weapons Research Station. The second man you hear in this recording is Private Jerry Gustafson, playing what sounds like a Gibson guitar in the background.
Testing, testing, please. Acoustic Weapons Research Session 193. Today is the 1st of August, 1949. This is Corporal J. Banjo, United States Army. And I don't know what the heck this is, but it sounds pretty cool. Hey, Jerry, play that lick again on your Gibson.
Sorry, which one?
You know the one that goes bam, 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 bam. That one.
Gotcha, man. Yeah, I like that one. Thought that up after we came back from that CIA bunker where they got that wicked punch that makes you fart rainbows.
Nice, man. I just had some of that punch an hour ago. Oh, that's the sound, Jerry. Get it, man. Get it.
What you got going on, Banjo? Cook up any sounds today, or are we just recording?
Nah, I got one. I call it the Looper. Recorded this last night. It's just these sounds, man. Sounds, sounds, sounds that come in and out and back and forth. A few more pokes and we'll get it weaponized.
Well, play it, fella. We're trying to win a war here, not record Beethoven's Ninth.
I thought we were here to do both. Anyways, here goes nothing.
In my lid. It's tight, tight, tight.
Yeah, man, it's got me deep, deep, deep.
Banjo, shut it off.
Man, it's tight. I can't move.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
I can't move.
Banjo, you gotta be careful with this stuff. These are dangerous sounds. Next time I'll put my lids on.
Sorry about that, man. This Looper is strictly weapons grade, brother. Could you imagine that coming off the radio in Moscow? We take the Ruskies in an hour.
I don't know, man. I mean, war is war, but sometimes I wonder if there are lines we just weren't meant to cross. I can't help feeling sorry for anybody who has to hear those sounds, even if they're a bunch of damn commies.
Yes, Jay Banjo was busy creating weaponized sounds for the U.S. Army. That bunker he was in became known simply as the studio. He and Jerry and a bunch of other highly talented musicians with suspect moral compasses were engaged in the hunt for an acoustic weapon. The aim of Operation Earworm was to develop a musical sequence with the capability to render the enemy virtually helpless. They were making progress, aided in no small part by the CIA's wicked punch. But they were operating without limits, ethical or otherwise, and there was no one to tell them when they had gone too far.
Attention! Corporal Banjo! I just played whatever the hell it was you gave me for the Secretary of Defense, and he vomited all over himself and me. Did I not ask you to label these tapes according to their weapons grade?
You did, sir, but vomit, sir? That's amazing. That's the first actual symptom to be created from weaponized music.
Did I ask you to speak? Shut up and listen. The Secretary has a mission for you. For lack of a better name, let's call it Operation Screw This Up and You Are Screwed. You and Dingleberry over here will be entering a jingle contest. A jingle contest for the Lemonex Corporation, maker of Junior brand diapers. Lemonex is one of our front companies, so here is how this will all play out. You will win the jingle contest. They will play your jingle over the air. It will act precisely the way it's supposed to act, which is to render the listener incapacitated for 10 minutes after hearing the catchy tune. We will test these jingles over the air every day for 1 week. If they work, you stay. If they don't, sayonara, Bobby. I'll see you in Seoul. Do I make myself clear, Corporal?
Yes, sir, General.
Good. Then we are finished here. Good day.
Good day, sir.
D- Damn it, Banjo, I told you to be careful. Cummings is gonna run us out of here.
I'm out of clever things to say at this point.
Thank God for that. A diaper jingle, huh?
Yep.
So, do you have a plan?
I do.
Care to share it with me, or do I have to guess?
Yeah, hang on. You know how I record everything in here, right?
Yeah, had I known that, I would have gone somewhere else with that nurse from Walter Reed.
You got a good moan, Jerry.
Pervert. I want that tape.
Sorry, pal. Property of Uncle Sam. Who knows? Maybe we can weaponize it. You said it yourself. We're trying to win a war here. Ergo, the tape is always running. Even now.
I was only joking before. That wasn't me. It was, that was someone who sounds like me. Someone filthy.
But I also got these portable mics with great pickups that I've been bringing with me off the base to catch some stuff. So last weekend, I had a 48-hour pass and caught up with Bear in Pittsburgh, where he's sitting in with Willis Hopper's band. I recorded the whole night. You know, like 10 hours of music, because you never know where the sound is going to come from, right?
Right.
Anyway, so Willis and the band does his thing, and they groove, and it's pretty terrific. But you know, it's all Bear, because nobody beats him.
A solid night.
Anyways, he and I leave, and he takes me back into Steel Country, outside of Pittsburgh. We're driving like 4 or 5 hours, all these back roads, drinking shine, carrying on, till we get to the back of beyond. Know what I'm saying? Some holler that looks out upon trees that you never seen. Man, I never seen so much nothing in all my life. It frightened me pretty quick. And then we come upon this shack in the holler below, and inside is this jug band, you know, a proper jug band. Someone is playing the washing board, bandsaw, blowing on a jug, single string bass and banjo. So I ask if I can sit in, pass around our juice. I start laying it down with Bear, plucking the single string, and these other cats in their overalls with their bellies playing this jug band music. After an hour of just hitting that note, I decide, man, I gotta record this. So I mic up the room with all my portables. Then they play this. Damn, man, where's that reel? Oh, there it is. Got it. You hear that, man? That chord progression, that's it, man. I bet if we repeat that progression and repeat some lyrics about diapers, that's our sonic weapon right there.
I would tell you you're stark raving mad, but you'd take it as a compliment.
Ha, we got work to do.
It's crazy how much we have to pay for outdated, impersonal healthcare, and even crazier that we all just accept it. It's time to face facts. Healthcare is backwards. Luckily, there's Forward, a new approach to primary care that's surprisingly personal and refreshingly straightforward. Forward never makes you feel like just another patient. Backed by top-rated doctors and the latest tech, Forward gives you access to personalized care whenever you need it. Using in-depth genetic analysis and real-time blood work, Forward's top-rated doctors provide you with in-depth insights to better understand your genetics, mental, and physical health. They then create custom, easy-to-understand plans to help guide you to achieving long-term health. With Forward, you get unlimited in-person visits with your doctor and access to care anytime via the Forward app, all for one flat monthly fee. It's time to stop accepting backwards healthcare and start moving your health forward. Visit GoForward.com today to learn more. That's GoForward.com.
Get your tickets now for the daytime stage at our iHeartRadio Music Festival, presented by Samsung Galaxy.
Saturday, September 18th at Area 15, Las Vegas' new entertainment and events complex. A mind-blowing experience.
The hottest new stars from all genres of music perform live on the daytime stage.
Don't miss DaBaby, Olivia Rodrigo,
The Kid LAROI,
Sweetie,
All Time Low,
24K Golden,
Russell Dickerson,
Youngblood,
Gabby Barrett,
Tate McRae,
Conan Gray,
Addison Rae, and more. The biggest artists in music come together for one weekend in Las Vegas.
Get your tickets for our 2021 iHeartRadio Music Festival, including the daytime stage, at AXS.com.
Presented by Samsung Galaxy. Samsung wants to remind you that on August 11th, there's only one question you should be asking yourself. Are you ready for this life? Something big is brewing. Find out more at Samsung.com/reserve.
All right, testing, testing. Seashells, seashells by the seashore. This is Corporal J. Banjo on 12 August 1949 Acoustic Weapons Research with a fully weaponized piece of music created for Lemon-X brand Junior Diapers. This is, ladies and germs, the diaper dance. Jerry, make sure you got your lids
on. Roger that.
Let's mess with old Thompson McGuire on this one. Call him over here.
Are you sure, Banjo? You could get us in the stir with Cummings.
We gotta know what we got, and we don't want to be killing folks.
What if we kill him?
Nah, this don't feel like a killer. Might drive him up around the bend. That's all.
Fair enough. I'll call him.
Thompson McGuire here. How can I help you?
Tommy, how the hell are you?
Who is this?
It's Jerry over at the acoustic weapons bunker. Corporal Banjo and I have a top-secret message over here that needs decoding.
Cut it out, Jerry. I'm busy over here with official business.
Tommy, we're serious. We got this message sent over from the CIA, and we got no way to decode it. I was going to try and break it down and deliver it to General Cummings, but I thought that since you're the real deal and honest-to-goodness codebreaker, you could do it no sweat. Bring it over to Cummings yourself, maybe get a pass out of it.
What gives, Jerry? Last time I went in there, Corporal Banjo blew out one of my eardrums. I don't trust you guys.
Come on, man. We said we were sorry. This is just soldier to soldier here. I feel bad and want to make it right.
Okay. Well, one second. I'm coming.
Banjo, the worm is on the hook. Fishy is en route.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, showtime.
Jerry, come on, guys. Turn down the music. Where's that message? Come on. Hey, my body.
This is Jay Banjo with the results of Test 1 of Baby Dance from 1 Sergeant Thompson McGuire, U.S. Army. Subject appears to be in the middle of an involuntary dance, which is categorized by the pushing out of his posterior, of which he waggles side to side furiously while clucking his arms up and down like a chicken. It is my opinion that the song is weaponized and is causing the involuntary movement, especially based on the lyrics, which encourage the participants to dance along. This repetition, along with the musical chord progression, is lodged in the subject's mind, where it will remain until removed by further suggestion. Oh man, we got some weaponized music.
With his reel-to-reel tape packed under his arm and Jerry in tow, Jay Banjo traveled to the Luminex Corporation in Muncie, Indiana. It was there that they met Luminex's colorful co-founder, Big Daddy Don Lemon.
Is this thing on? Where do I speak into? Right over here? Hello, this is Big Daddy Don Lemon, and this is the sound of my voice. Oh, wow.
Big Daddy was a 6'5 former Notre Dame tight end and OSS officer turned business tycoon. And although Luminex was a CIA front company, it was also a thriving industrial concern. The purpose of the company was to launder agency funds and provide cover for agents and covert ops. But as Big Daddy was fond of saying, just because it's a front doesn't mean we can't sell a few diapers along the way.
Son, I understand from your General Cummings that you have a special tape for me to hear. Is that right?
I do indeed, sir. But before I play it, I recommend that you put these on.
Well, how am I going to hear it if I'm wearing these things?
Well, we do hear it, but these lids serve to neutralize the weaponized aspect of the music, sir.
Do I look like I'm wearing a lab coat? Speak English, son.
Wear these lids or your mind will turn to mush.
Okay, well, heck, why didn't you say so? You ain't got to ask me twice.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and yes, most of all, babies, it's time to dance. That's right. Luminex brand junior diapers are the only diapers you'll ever need. And now, the dance craze that's sweeping the nation, coast to coast and all stations in between. Direct from Muncie, Indiana, home of the Baby Diaper Orchestra, we bring you the sound that's the most. So grab your babies and get ready to swing. It's time, oh yes, it's time for the Baby Dance.
Son, what exactly am I looking at?
Just watch the town square, sir.
Holy tarnation, son! Those folks ain't got their minds! Why are they behaving like that?
It's weaponized music, sir. The chord progression and lyrical repetition of the music creates a kind of earworm that lodges the music into the listener's brains and causes them to literally lose control of themselves.
All this on account of the jingle?
That is correct, sir.
I got a question for you. Do they ever stop?
Yes, sir. As soon as we stop the jingle, the activity stops, or at least that's what we think happens.
Have you tested this, son?
Yeah, on one man at Fort Detrick, sir, but he was a bit feeble-minded. A stammerer, sir.
Well, hell, son, what if he's the exception that proves the goddamn rule? My whole town is walking around like a bunch of sexy chickens. We gotta cut this out pronto. Somebody get somebody on the horn.
General Cummings needs it played once daily for a week so we can finish our observations. It's harmless. See for yourself.
Well, all right. Folks look a little bent out of shape, but I suppose no more than they do on a rowdy Saturday night in the summertime. You give me your word that things won't get out of hand.
Yes, sir.
Well, then, all righty.
Over the next week, KMUN dutifully played the baby dance once a day, precisely at noon, where the townsfolk would find themselves suddenly at a loss to explain the previous 5 minutes of time. To them, it was like time itself evaporated.
For Banjo, the week had been a complete success. While the townsfolk lost themselves in the reverie of the baby dance, Jay Banjo learned more and more about the efficacy of his sonic weapon. It wouldn't be a stretch to say that he was feeling mighty good about things on this last and final day in Muncie. But that was before things took a turn.
Hi, I'm Jamie Lee Curtis. I am host of the new podcast, Good Friend, on iHeartRadio. On Good Friend, I am talking about friendship, sort of the good, the bad, and the ugly. I want to talk about conflict resolution, about making new friends, about keeping friendships alive through very difficult times. Listen and subscribe to Good Friend on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
It's Willie D.
Bass Mob.
Here to share some new info about our new podcast, Ghetto Boys Reloaded. Each and every week, we bring to you episodes featuring some of the most iconic figures in hip-hop, politics, entertainment, and more. You don't want to miss it. Each and every Monday, listen to the Ghetto Boys Reloaded podcast on the Black Effect Podcast Network, the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You are listening to KMUN in beautiful downtown Muncie, the pride of Indiana. And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and yes, most of all, babies, it's time for the baby dance.
Slap your arms.
That's the plan.
Everybody shake like a baby can. Have a ball. Shake your pants. Act a fool doing the baby dance. And have a ball. Shake your pants. Act a fool doing the baby dance.
Baby dance.
It was 12.05 p.m. when the music stopped, just as it had on the day before and the day before that, all the way back to the beginning of the week. It had been a consistent pattern, predictable, reliable. There was every reason to expect that today would be like all the other days, until it wasn't. And while the situation would become clear enough to all in a mere matter of moments, it was Jay Banjo who clocked it first. Because Jay Banjo knew better than anyone that if things would south, it was his ass that would bear the brunt of the fallout. At 12.05, as Jay Banjo looked out at the dancing crowd and realized that they were not stopping, Operation Screw This Up and You Are Screwed seemed like it was at long last living up to its nomenclature.
Uh-oh.
Banjo, they aren't stopping.
I can see that.
In the distance, Big Daddy can be heard yelling a full 30 seconds before he finally catches up to Banjo. And in that 30 seconds, it is thought that he invents no fewer than 3 previously unheard profanities.
Son, you want to explain to me why there ain't no music playing, but all these fine folks are still doing a diaper dance?
I don't know, sir. This wasn't supposed to happen. You saw how perfectly it worked in the past.
I don't care about then. I care about now. I got a whole factory full of men running around like freaks. And look at this town. They're all going at it. Look, nonstop. Boogie woogie. Look at this fella here. Sir, why are you dancing?
I don't know. It's like I woke up from a dream and this is all I know how to do and I can't stop.
You hear that, Corporal? He can't stop. Now what are you gonna do about it? What are you gonna do?
At this point, Jay Banjo's recording comes to an abrupt end. What we know about the next few days is scattered and difficult to verify.
What we do know is that nearly all of Muncie was affected, as almost everyone within range of the KMUN transmitter had heard the baby dance multiple times over the course of the previous 6 days, and were now unable to stop dancing to the point of exhaustion. Even a few people who'd only heard the song once or twice began to experience a delayed reaction, springing to their feet without warning, as if the earworm had laid dormant inside them, waiting for the chance to pounce. Muncie PD was overwhelmed with calls, but were unable to control their bodies long enough to safely operate a squad car. Groups of dancing policemen did their best to patrol the streets to reassure the populace that there was still some semblance of law and order. Meanwhile, back at the studio, Jay Banjo furiously attempted to find a cure for the outbreak he had caused.
What did I tell you, Corporal Banjo? Because I thought I had made myself as clear as I could possibly be. And yet I look around and I am confused. Because to observe this utter calamitous mess you have made, it is such a goddamn gaping wound of a disaster that I can only conclude that you wish to go to Korea, that you wish to serve on the front lines. Tell me, Banjo, is this what you were aiming for all along? Is that your fondest wish? Because I'll tell you my wish. I wish I had placed a bet on what a colossal disaster this whole bumbling operation would turn out to be. You really messed this up, you loon. If you had paid attention to a word I said, you'd have known. Music is not the answer to any problem. If anything, it is the cause. It is a frivolous pastime made for jumping and jiving, plus the occasional lullaby to lull you to sleep. But when was the last time a real problem was ever solved with music, huh? War solves problems. Fighting solves problems. This is an ugly world, Corporal, and it's not for the squeamish. Nobody defeated the Nazis by singing them a catchy tune.
I do believe I have a solution.
Say what now?
We fight fire with fire, sir. How do you get a song out of your head when you got one lodged in your noggin? Replace it with another song.
Another song? That's the answer? This pains me to say, but that actually makes sense. Do you have a song in mind?
No, sir, but I know the band that created the chord progression.
What do you need from me, Corporal?
If I could place a phone call and phone a colleague of mine, he could locate this band and bring them to Muncie and play before these poor, afflicted townsfolk.
And with that, Banjo called Bear, and a new plan was in motion.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and babies, tomorrow at 10 a.m., Big Daddy Don Lemon and the U.S. Army present a concert for all of you stuck in the dancing way. Come out and be entertained by the Pine Barrow Jug Boys, a musical experience not to be missed.
Okay, boys, you ready to hit that note?
Yeah, let's get to it. One, two, one, two, three, whoop!
Oh, oh, how so many cruel intentions fueled by hate. No sense of value to demonstrate. Our picture of freedom is fading away. We're turning into divided states, and that's not America.
This song is great! And look! I'm not dancing anymore!
That's not America. Oh, that's not America.
Bear, I never doubted you for a second.
I should hope not, son. Probably a thousand times I pulled your sorry ass out the fire.
Excuse me, Mr. Bear?
Hello, that's me.
General Stanley Cummings, it's an honor to meet you. Whew. You really did something here today. That was an impressive performance. You'll find in this briefcase the agreed-upon funds. And Big Daddy Don Lemon gave me the keys to two Cadillacs. You will find them parked just over yonder. Now, there is one additional thing I would ask, if it's not too much.
Well, it's a little late to be changing the terms of our deal.
Consider it a personal favor. I am releasing Banjo into your care. Take him. Please, just take him somewhere else. Anywhere. Anywhere but here. I don't care where, but ideally, as far away as possible.
Do I get a choice in this? No.
Thank you for your service, both of you. And thank you, Mr. Bear, for playing that song. You know, it's It's actually very catchy. It's got a beat. You can dance to it. The missus will love it. We have a lot of orchestral stuff at home. I never cared for it, but this is different. It says something. It's... Ah, I could go on and on.
Well, as it happens, though the government did its best to bury the notorious diaper jingle, secrets have a way of finding their way back to the surface eventually. In 2019, hip-hop producer Timberland was looking for samples when he happened upon a copy of the song, which had found its way to a mirror site after a widespread release of classified government documents. He remixed it as a novelty song for children, introducing Baron Banjo's innovative and infectiously catchy music to yet another generation of listeners.
Fun for days, make it last. Going full cray in a cowboy stance. Make it rain, that's the plan. Everybody shake like a baby can. Have a ball, shake your pants. Act a fool doing the baby dance. Said have a ball, shake your pants. Act a fool doing the baby dance.
Baby dance. Oh, 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 baby dance.
Go, 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 go.
Yee-haw, yee-haw, two-step baby dance.
Oh, oh.
Bear, there's $20,000 in this briefcase.
That's your cut for the shakedown.
My cut?
Well, you sure as hell ain't getting my Cadillac.
All right, all right. Where should we go next, then?
I was thinking about trying out Hollywood.
Bear, now you're talking. Let me get this goddamn uniform off. 4 years to pull off this caper. I'm ready for broader sights and sounds.
Hear that, Banjo. Just make sure you lock up them chords so no one else hears that music again. Not sure how we broke that spell you made.
Today's July 25th, 2019. My curiosity is piqued. Where do they go now? The earworm is resolved, so what's in Hollywood for them? My instincts tell me that Los Angeles will not be their final destination. Note, this was a very dangerous and strange era for Tinseltown. Conspiracies and paranoia were in the air.
Well, on this season of Baron Banjo, the duo unsuccessfully try and sell their soul at the Canadian crossroads, get put under a voodoo spell, and are tricked by a rockabilly pioneer, leading them to a calamitous journey down south to land where voodoo music was founded. Tonight's episode was written by Jimmy Jelinek, story by Jingle Jared. Baron of Banjo was created, executive produced, and directed by Jingle Jared. Executive produced by Dennis Quaid, T-Bone Burnett, and Jason Pooh Bear Boyd. With original music by Jason Pooh Bear Boyd and Jingle Jared, as Baron of Banjo and T-Bone Burnett with lyrical contributions from Bob Dylan. All music from Baron Banjo is produced by T-Bone Burnett, and all episodes edited by David Gulick. Additional score by Jeff Peters and Jeff Judy. Story editing by Connor Ratliff and associate produced by Emily Bolka. Produced by Tom Piazza, Noel Brown, Brian Walland, Jesse Corwin, and Dan DeMoe. Co-produced by Rosanna Arquette. For episode music, please visit the iHeartRadio app or wherever one finds good music. Baron of Banjo is a production of Jingle Punks in partnership with iHeartRadio. Special thanks to John Ingrazia of Vector Management and Gary Morella of Mono Music. Krista Lenny from Maiden Creative, Gail Troberman, Connell Byrne, and the entire iHeart team. An extra special thanks to Sue Turner for being Baron Banjo's head of tour security. For full list of production credits, behind-the-scenes footage, and source material, please visit baronbanjo.com. Jingle Punks is an Anthem company.
The world is filled with stories.
But the best ones are the made-up ones, and that's why there's This Is Americans Live, the new improvised comedy podcast from Will Ferrell's Big Money Players Network.
Hi, I'm Aria Thiers.
And I'm Andy Harris. Join us every week as we use our trusty random sentence generator to inspire us, creating a series of scenes before your very ears. What will happen?
I don't know.
What will we learn?
Probably nothing.
Will it be funny?
I hope so. I need this.
It's This Is Americans Live, a new comedy podcast from Will Ferrell's Big Money Players Network. Listen to This Is Americans Live on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever. wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Willie D.
Baseball.
Here to share some new info about our new podcast, Ghetto Boys Reloaded. Each and every week, we bring to you episodes featuring some of the most iconic figures in hip-hop, politics, entertainment, and more. You don't want to miss it. Each and every Monday, listen to the Ghetto Boys Reloaded podcast on the Black Effect Podcast Network, the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.